Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
It is 24 minutes to 8 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Godfrey Mabi is my name. The program is simply called Thursday Live, and you and I will be together until 8 o'clock. So before I welcome our bishop, let me just give you this important information quickly. And for more information about Bojana Sehoa and what we are discussing as far as the importance of career guidance is concerned, simply call Jose Sehoa. Anyway, they are not husband and wife, so yeah, that's the question that I asked him. He said, no, I know the lady is beautiful, but she's not my wife. So 011-242-8012, GBR, that's the GBR number there, 011-242-8012. And of course, I have a lot of people sending me prayer requests on our WhatsApp number here. Remember, we're now having WhatsApp number that is dedicated to prayer. So if you want people to pray for you, simply call this number. If you're listening, take a pen and a paper quickly. 072-429-7564. 067-429-7564. Did I say 072? If I did say that, please let me start all over again. Okay, it's not 072. Where did I get that one? 067-429-7564. Yes, it's a multitasker. Come on, Tata. So, Bishop, how are you?
Men of God, men, my beloved listeners, are in the pulpit.
Bishop, and how is it in your area? How has it been raining? Because many people are saying it has been raining. I know yours is semi rural and semi urban, right?
Yes,
So unlike Ron. Ron in the capital city in that capital city of South Africa.
It is the town of choice. The town of choice. Yeah, no, Muruti, Mudimo blessed
it.
The showers of rain and we are blessed.
Fantastic. And interestingly, we haven't really praying a lot for it, hey?
No, Muruti, remember 2020, this year when we started, the Lord said to me it was the year of separation. And I did not understand what the Lord was about to reveal in our lifetime. And Reboni Muruti Vori, social distancing.
So it did happen. Wow, that's good. That's good to have people who still love the Holy Spirit. It did happen. Separation. And Fundis, did you greet our listener?
For that task, and it is not about us, but it is for His holy name's sake. So we are here as the instrument. So let them keep on keeping on calling, engaging. We highly appreciate that.
Absolutely, and we are continuing with this topic of prayer, Mfundisi. If you were Zulu, I would say ibalulekile kangakanani, ubalulekile kangakanani umthandazo. What I'm saying, Kore, how important is prayer?
Muruti, we mentioned something in the book of Acts, chapter number 16, where we have read verse number 25 to verse number 28. And just to summarize what we read about, to give a listener a chance also to revisit the Bible, we were told there that Paul and Silas were beaten thoroughly so, only because they have delivered someone out of the spirit of Python. And now, reason being, the owner rata meo. I don't know whether I know the owner rata moya kapata meo, but they were benefiting a lot, you know, because this woman would go around, you know, prophetizing and prophesying, and most of the time she was right, because sometimes meya ena yabo nowe muruti ina lento sayona. But we are here because of prayer tonight. The Bible says now around midnight, Paul and Silas, you know, we're praying and singing hymns to God, and the Bible says the prisoners, you know, were listening, and now suddenly there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundation. Now all the doors immediately, the Bible says, flew open, and the chains of every prisoner fell off. Now, here is the scenario that I want to bring to our attention tonight, that Rukwa Maka Amang Atapelo, Ailoring, they are backed up by the power of worship. The worship which was influenced by the power of prayer. Now, right there inside that prison, when they were worshiping and praying God, and immediately they managed to draw the attention all the prisoners. The Bible says while they were quietly listening to these two men worshiping and praying, there was a massive earthquake, and now this massive earthquake, he lay a straight Murutuakamo, the foundationing. Now, when the foundation of that prison was shaken, the chains were broken loose. Now, here is the miracle, that some of the chains, Now, this means to say some of the things they come in Banaba Mudim, some of the things they come in even the body of Christ at large, it is not necessarily, you know, something ailing, but some of the things that they come in back for the longest of time is the foundation, Samoba Sankoti. We're dealing with the challenges that we are bringing. We are dealing with the challenges that some of the things failing radically were from the foundations where we were brought up. This is where now you find the Muruti Mwabi. For the longest of time, there is a challenge. Yaba to worry. Babone, the bigger picture of what salvation is all about. We still see people trying to fulfill the purpose and the will of God by maintaining the man-made standard. And now by so doing now, they are diluting the power of salvation. And they are also diluting the power of prayer, because when they pray amiss, because on the other hand, they are still trying to maintain the do's and the don'ts that the man-made standard. And this is where now, even when people can know about your past, when people can know about some of the flaws and the mistakes they were killing Wadieta before, even when you stand and pray, some will say, "Hariko rapel like about Tswana Leba, Hariko mamela tapel about Tswana Leba," because people are still influenced by the past. And when they look at the past as the point of reference, yeah, some of the mistakes they don't happen to see the freedom and the power Yamudinu Ekle Mapilungabona to change their tomorrow. Because many a times we fail to understand the Muruti, that tomorrow never comes, because when tomorrow comes, then it still becomes today. Now, our God, who is the unchanging God, is the God of today. And if people can realize that some of the things, the delay your progress, the delay, advancement in life, is hidden in the foundation. That is only time when they will engage thoroughly into prayer. There is another level of prayer. Many a times, but they were misled and lied to think that when you are pushed down to fall, when you then you will be thoroughly delivered. And we saw it, Murudwaka, where from time to time, people were prayed for. People even forget that Lebona, they can pray, because the only time when people, they think that they want to experience the deliverance and the power of God, they want to be prayed for. But only time when people can realize that some of the things as an individual, and some of the things tailoring ki challenge sama lapa abona. Some of the things tailoring, you know, kitsona tailoring the push and the temptations, and some of the things tailoring the barrender abali weak, you know, into the things of God. Give me that is personal prayer.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. From the foundations. Now, do not let everybody back up. These are 20 foundations in Samoa.
Yes, Muruti, I agree with you there. Let me just step in there a bit, Mfundisi. It's 8:12 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Perhaps you'd like to talk to us, you'd like to talk to Mfundisi, feel free to call us now. The line is, the number is 012-334-1322 or 012-333-8699 if you'd like to talk to Mfundisi right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Mfundisi, I once had somebody, because on social media you come across quite a number of strange things, strange teachings. And somebody was talking about those demonic spirits are taking people. And I had somebody saying, but these ones need, you know, the apostles, the apostolic and the prophetic. And I'm like, you're depriving people to pray for themselves and to get themselves to be delivered. I think that's the reason why most of the times we are failing, because every time you get tormented at home, we're thinking of a pastor that can pray for us. What are some of these things in Fundis? They are our own doings, the doings of our parents. You know what I'm saying? So for them to be uprooted, they need our authority. It's like when I'm fully somebody is being abused, and then when I can, the brother, you stop the brother, stop our abuser, the lady. I mean, the abuse is not going to stop because you ask the brother to stop. It's just going to stop because the lady said enough is enough, and I don't want to be abused anymore. So I think the problem is that they must depend on us, and we've given ourselves titles. Okay, fine. Negative, big cases. If you want to be delivered, come to me. But I don't think that's the way to go, Mfundisi. Is it?
Muruti, this is why our churches were rendered powerless, because now we happen to draw the audience, Eshebelezi Muruti, as a, you know, someone who performs the miracles. I mean, it's like they are there to watch a movie. They are not there to partake, because you, as being a set man of the house, you as the one who is like a captain, you need people who will rally around you and agree with you in the power of prayer. It is just revealed in Murudwaka to us that the reason why the devil hates unity so much, it is revealed to us that the reason why the devil hates when people come together, when people come together, the enemy rather raised some of the people there who by Lorraine they will cause confusion and also hinder the progress here, unity, because when people come as one, the power of light there, you know, it will reflect deeper into the kingdom of darkness. There is too much light when people come together in unity. This is why now you find people nowadays, they are lazy to pray. Even when you say to people, lift up your head, people need to be told when to lift up their hands because they don't come into the prayer meetings filled with the spirit of prayer because they only want to be prayed for. But I'm coming to tell the body of Christ tonight, Muruti Moabi, that some of the things that you are dealing with are hidden in your foundation. And I don't have that power to deal with your foundations because, Linda, I have foundations that I must deal with. So now coming together in the prayer meeting, coming together on the family altar, coming together as a family praying together, we need to address some of the things that will hinder progress in order for us to succeed in life. And you find that there is this thing when people are just about to progress, there's always also another level, your stagnancy. Because in Totena Murutuaka, the particular foundation, this scripture here reveals to us that, yes, these people, but never called to Tronko Mara, Mara did not call us any chain in Sabona. Maybe Sikara Poko to the jailer for the Bible says the jailer was asleep. But when the jailer woke up, the prison doors were open and all the prisoners, and now this is what now brought fear now to this jailer. What the hell has happened here? Because every key, but it's because that there are certain things and this is where they were rendered powerless by only believing that there is only this one specific person carrying yenaha rapela. There are certain things in your life, and address dilo. And immediately, if we can reach that level in life, our churches again will become powerhouse. Our churches again will be the place of power where the light of God will thoroughly reflect everywhere we go. Remember, Jesus said we are the light and the salt of this world. But the challenge, when we gather, you know, some people came to watch the movie. Some people come, you know, to gossip. Babam Bakile, you know, to get the report, especially those things that are negative. But if we can come this time around with a different mindset where everyone will say, there are certain things that I'm dealing with in life. When I lead in top, take a member pilobaka from one generation to another. Now that when I'm given this opportunity to go into the house of power to pray, let me address some of the things that they hinder my life. They hinder my progress. They hinder my family. They hinder my marriage. That's why I'm rooting to go to Laura. There won't be any room, you know, to maintain friendship. There won't be any room for gossip. There won't be any room for backbiters. There won't be any room for slander. Because everybody comes. Second thing, this is the place where everybody has. There is enough light to shake even the foundations of hell. But the more Muruti retaba, you know, who address and in talk, tell challenge mapilongaron, the more you find people by Lorimwale Bala Hore, Hunalimwana Karanchuya High, yes, but they are busy gossiping about other people. The more you have people, by the way, they have challenges in their marriages, but they are still gossiping and backbiting about others. And those people, they call themselves the so-called Christians, that death will forever render our place of worship powerless. And tonight, I want to challenge the body of Christ, you know, at large, that even right there in your family, unite as one. For the Bible says, where there is unity, there is power. And that power, now that we are now connected to the higher power, which is the light of God. And if that light is in your family, there is no demon and the devil in hell who can trespass into your yard. Now, this is where, Murutwaka, we gather our strength. This is where, Murutwaka, we gather our force, you know, to make sure there is no power of darkness. Eka tolang, you know, tebaka. Kara di pelo sarona, kara mapelo arona, kara malapa arona, because we are forever connected to the light. Now, that is the power, Murutwaka, and the importance of prayer.
We are closing now, but with all honesty, we cannot talk about prayer without praying. We can't teach prayer without praying, Fundisi. 1 minute left. Let's just pray for this nation. Let's just pray for this nation's condition, Fundisi Waka, more especially the condition of the church.
Jesus Christ.
Pray for the church, pray for this nation, COVID-19, the economy, and everything else the Spirit leads in this 1 minute that is left.
Father, in the name of Jesus, the name that is above each and every name, I pray tonight, for each and every individual. I pray tonight for each and every family. Father, I pray for the leadership of this country. I pray, Lord, for the leadership of each and every family. I pray, Lord, for the divine strength. I pray, Lord, for the divine wisdom. Mutimaka, revive in us again the power to succeed, the power to excel. Revive in us again the power to engage into the spirit of prayer. I come against each and every forces and powers of darkness, say me mutimaka lukilen, to render our prayers useless. I come against each and every forces and powers of darkness. Theta and second tembato, kara bondage yabo hova, but poverty. Tonight I break each and every chain and I shake each and every foundation. Yes, for instance, not all saka keo sabato. In the name and the blood of Jesus, Father, what I pray, amen.
Amen and amen, Mfundisi Waka. In closing, if they need more information, how can they get hold of you?
072-316-3117.
Okay, Mfundisi Waka. Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
Shalom.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Songs of Life.